There are still more than 400 active investigations into the riots. Forming a commission is a way for Democrats to continue to litigate the past.
So what would an additional report be about? I think at the heart of this recommendation by the Democrats is that they would like to continue to debate things that occurred in the past. They'd like to continue to litigate the former president into the future. We think the American people going forward and in the fall of 22 ought to focus on what this administration is doing to the country.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Senate also honoring former Senator John Warner, who died at the age of 94. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling him a consummate pro and noted that Capitol flags have been lowered to half-staff in Warner's honor. Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said Warner was a trusted mentor and friend to senators on both sides of the aisle. The Virginia Republican dying of natural causes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And good afternoon and welcome to a new edition of Modern Design. We've had a little bit of an erratic schedule, but we're going to be back on schedule now. Our program, as is, has always been on Wednesday since day one for the past 7 years. We've changed times a couple of times, but we are on for the long term from 3 to 4 p.m. live every Wednesday right here in studio in beautiful downtown Flemington in our new studios, talking about all things related to interior design. My name, if you haven't known by now, is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Design Build for the last 26 years, and I do all sorts of home renovations, everything from simple paint color consultations, where we're going to be talking about paint and how it's magic today, to molding and trim and windows and exterior siding and landscaping and maintenance and carpeting and hardwood floors, and mostly these days kitchens and bathrooms, but everything related to your home or commercial space. I've always said that paint does something magical, right? It's the least amount of money you can spend on something to make a major, major change. And that's what we're going to talk about today. I often give Sherwin Williams and Benjamin Moore equal time. Today's a Benjamin Moore day. On Sunday, I start the process of what I'm going to do during the week in my media, for my blog, for the radio show, and for the television show I work on. And they really come from projects that I'm working on in my business. So this week, if you follow me on social media, you'll notice that I'm renovating and gutting a beautiful condo, high-rise condo in the Atlantic Highlands with oceanfront views. It's an amazing space. It's not a big space. It's only 1,100 square feet, but a beautiful space with panoramic views of the ocean in New York City. So one of the things that I do in addition to implementing the work, the kitchens, the baths, the floors, and so on, is I design. So I designed all the furniture layouts. I designed what I was going to do with the window treatments, and I designed a paint palette. So anybody that works with me or wants to, let's say, work with me, but they don't feel that they can make that work, one of the things that I do is color consultation. And I have to tell you, bringing in a professional with 26 years of experience to have your colors done in your house can be dramatic without spending any of the money. Even if you were to buy the paint yourself and paint yourself, it would be worth it to you to take that 2 hours of me walking room by room and getting that done. Maven Hill does paint color consultations 7 days a week. I often do them on Sundays as well. And it is $2.99 plus tax for me to come out to your home with my larger samples, and we can colorize your whole house and bring your life to date. Whether you're looking to sell the house or you just want fresh colors, I can really bring it together. And what I leave most people with is something that I'm going to see if you can see on screen here. I'll try to put this up on screen and see if you can actually see it. At the end, after I pick all your paint colors, including having a receipt of them with all the numbers and the proper information for sheen, is I create a palette, as I've had here for my Shure project. See, our camera's a little wanky today here. But you can see I created from the super white, which is going to be the trim color, to all the gradations of the beautiful grays, blues, and greens, which we'll talk about in succession here. You know, that's the thing about paint. There's a lot to it. You want to see that you go from room to room in a way that's appealing and makes sense. In a way, paint is like makeup. You have a blank slate and you have to create something. But if you pick the right colors to enhance what that room has, you're going to have a good outcome. If you pick the wrong colors, you might have a disaster on your hands. But paint is really, really... really, really a good way to update your house without changing everything. And it really makes a difference, and it's a quick change. So I'm going to take our first set of commercial messages. Our phone lines are open, 908-237-0410, 908-237-0410. Our topic today is Benjamin Moore's Best. We're going to talk about paint colors, formulations, what to use where, how to use it, what's changed today, and then I'm going to go through the colors with you. We'll be back after these commercial messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Help make your community safer. Hunterdon County Crime Stoppers is a community-based program aimed at making our community safer by providing an avenue for citizens to anonymously report criminal activity. It provides monetary rewards if the information leads to an arrest and indictment. See something, say something, and get cash for your anonymous tip. Call or text 1-800-321-0010 or go online to www.crimestoppershunterdon.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Christopher Scuderi. I'm with Maven Hill Interior Designs and Maven Hill Design Build in Ringo's, New Jersey at 176 Route 20231 in Ringo's, which is basically just Flemington. We're right across from the Flemington Motor Vehicle Inspection Station, and I share with Bruce Brodeck of Flemington Fan and Lighting about 6,000 square foot of space. You can set up an appointment with me at my showroom, or I can come out to your home. Again, today we're talking about paint colors, so I want to make available to everybody that's listening for $2.99 plus tax. I will come to spend 1 to 2 hours with you going room by room, leaving you a wonderful receipt of all the different paint colors, and leaving you with samples that you can do before you paint your home. And again, paint is magic. So we're not just going to talk about colors today, we're going to talk about formula and what to put where. So I'm going to start by trim. Trim is very, very important, so I'm going to hold up a trim card so you can see the actual trim card. And I'm starting with the whites. Now, whites can be very confusing because in the Benjamin Moore, there are tons and tons and tons and tons of different whites. And people have said, oh, I use oyster white, I use this white, I use that white. Here is my take on a trim color. About 10 or 15 years ago, people were not painting white trim. They were using off-white colors, and off-white colors were the predominant thing against paint. The problem with that is if you don't use pure white as a base, then the color gets skewed. Colors used to be a lot darker for walls. So people were doing burgundy, they were doing gold, they were doing dark sage green, they were doing all these saturated colors, and then they were picking an off-white trim. There was still so much contrast that wasn't as big of a deal. But as life changed and the colors got much lighter and more neutral, then that same off-white trim now looked awful and dirty. What I like to do is work with a very white trim. Now, I always did white. I didn't use off-white. And when people would do off-white for the trim, a linen white trim, or Navajo white, which were two popular Benjamin Moore colors at the time, I often talked them out of it and said, let's go with a pure white. So I'm going to put the chip up again. I like to use Benjamin Moore's Super White. It doesn't have a number, but Benjamin Moore's Super White as the trim. And trim means baseboard molding, it means window trim, it means crown molding, it means baseboard molding, and yes, it also means doors. Your entire house framework should be done in Benjamin Moore's semi-gloss. You want to do semi-gloss, super white color throughout. We want to have our trim color in a house be consistent from room to room. No matter what color you paint each room, the trim color will remain the same throughout the house. Again, the Benjamin Moore's super white, and we want to do the trim in the same semi-gloss. The reason we want to do the trim in the semi-gloss is that, number one, makes it easier to clean. It resists dust, and it will be a further contrast from the wall color. So I love to do, again, Benjamin Moore's super white semi-gloss as trim and carry it throughout the house. That's my first tip with that. The next thing I want to talk about are ceilings. Now, any white paint can be ceiling paint, but there's ceiling formulated paint formulated just for ceilings. This is what you want to use when you paint your ceilings, and you can often get it relatively cheaply. Ceiling paint is very inexpensive, and you can get it in 5-gallon buckets. All the ceilings in your home should be the same color, and they should be the same color as the trim, only a different finish. So we already said that your house throughout, room to room, every room, trim and doors, everything you have, should be super white, semi-gloss. Or your ceilings should be, you ask for ceiling paint, and then ask for super white as the color on your ceiling paint. Ceiling paint is designed, the formula is designed to hide shadows and imperfections. So that's the kind of paint you should use. And super white flat will complement the super white semi-gloss on the trim. So now we have our trim all done in super white semi-gloss, and we have our ceilings all done in super white ceiling paint. It will be a very flat paint. It will be formulated really for ceilings and work well together. So we have our bases covered now. We have our trim covered, and we have our ceilings covered. Now we're going to talk about wall color. Well, wall color has really changed a lot through the years, from having really rich colors and jewel tones. Then we went to a phase where we had a lot of taupes and beiges. And then after about 2008, gray came in. And for many, 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 many years, including today, most of the painting I do, we do shades of gray or grayish. Now, what has been the most popular, I'd say, the last 6 or 7 years, are grayages. And grayages are a combination of gray and beige. Now, the most popular colors that are grayages are the ones that I'm going to tell you about now. They are HC colors. They're historic colors. And often I use historic colors, whether it's a historic home, a new home, a contemporary, whatever it is, because I like the colors, because there's always some grays in the mix and the undertone, so they're never too bright or fluorescent. So the three colors, or I should say probably the two of the three, that I use if I'm going to use a grayish or a gray-beige mix would be HC-172 Revere Pewter. Most painters will tell you Revere Pewter has been one of the most popular colors they've painted over the past 7 to 10 years. And I'll put these up in a second. The second one on that same chip is HC Historic Color 173 Edgecombe Gray. It is lighter. It's more beige-like. I will tell you, in my Maplewood store, I use these as the predominant colors in my store because they're neutrals, and then I could change out the accessory color all the time. And then the third color, which I don't care for as much, is the lightest of the three, and that's HC Historic Color 174 Lancaster Whitewash. These are grayages. These are a combination of gray and beige. You would pair these with very glossy super white trim, and you'd have some contrast from these relatively neutral light colors. So I'm going to put that on camera. I don't have a cameraman these days, so I'm not going to be able to get that close. But this will give you sort of an indication of what that will look like, and probably on camera not much. But those are the colors you can write down if you're looking for a grayish, a gray beige neutral. Now, you use gray beige neutrals in the body of a house these days. We used to be that we made every room a different color. One room would be burgundy, one room would be green, one room would be another color. Then we'd have some rich, like a Powell buff or a sand, and we'd have a lot of yellow. And that would be how we paint it. Today, we don't do that as much. We keep from room to room the same color, but accessorize with different colors in each. So Revere Pewter or Benjamin Moore's Edgecombe Gray are great choices with super white paint and super white ceilings. The other color that we do is more of a neutral gray. And the three colors that I use most often are also historic. Now, these are pure grays. They don't have brown in them whatsoever. They're pure and natural grays. And the first one that I use quite a bit, actually, and I also use this on the outside, is Coventry Gray. That is HC Historic Color 169. That's great for the exterior of a home. I'll never forget, I took a white and black colonial in Mendham, New Jersey, very dated looking, and I changed the body color from white to gray. Then the trim popped, gray, white, and black, and then we put that pop of red at the front door, and that house came to life. So gray is a good body color for a house, and it's a nice color gray. It's a mid-tone gray, but also can be used inside. It's an elegant color if you have a bigger room. The color that I use probably most often in my painting for neutral surfaces and larger spaces is HC Historic Color 170, and that's called Stonington Gray. I often tease that I wish my name was Stonington Gray. Isn't that a great name? Stonington Gray. I do most of my houses from room to room, great rooms, big spaces, hallways, and Stonington Gray. However, if someone has a smaller place or lower ceilings and I want to bring in more light, I just use one shade lighter. And in the project I'm working on down in the Highlands, I'm using this, the next color, which is HC Historic Color 171, and that is Wickham Gray. And Wickham Gray, as this tone gets lighter, Wickham Gray sometimes can pick up a little bit of blue in the undertones, but very subtly. So I'm going to hold them up and see if you can see them. So the colors that I'm recommending in the Benjamin Moore chart are HC 169, which is Coventry Gray, HC 170, which is Stonington Gray, and HC 171, which is Wickham Gray. They are beautiful neutral grays. And they're great for most of a space. I like color. I don't do any house. I don't think I've ever done a house where every room was a shade of gray and nothing else. I like to throw an accent wall in. I like to throw something into it on the walls to accommodate that. Maybe we have a child's room, so if it's a girl, maybe pale lavender, which is nice with gray, or sweet pink, or a pale yellow. But things that complement at least a little bit somewhere in enclosed spaces. But the most part, if you're painting these days and you have an open floor plan where you can't break your paint, either the Revere Pewter Edgecombe Gray or the Stonington Gray, Wickham Gray are surefire bets for a nice neutral with white trim. And then you can accessorize in those rooms. But now I want to talk about color and color trends. I have to say that blue has become the new popular color. And I can kind of see why. I notice in my own wardrobe, most of my clothes are blue. If I'm going to go somewhere special, I'll put on a navy jacket. If I'm going to just wear a shirt and slacks out for the evening, I pick some sort of a French blue or sort of mid-tone, really pretty blue, because they're just flattering colors. And when you're painting a room or surrounding yourself with light, you want to have beautiful light around you. So all shades of blue really are two things. One, they're kind of universal, because, you know, you could be an African-American, navy looks great on you. You could be a very Irish redhead with freckles, navy looks great on you. You can be a mature person with white hair and pale skin, navy looks great on you. You could be, it really goes with everything. It's a definite color, but it's also a neutral. Blues also pair well with other colors. So if you use a navy blue or a mid-tone blue or a light blue, yellow is always a beautiful combination. Greens are always a beautiful combination. Orange and blue are one of my favorite. I love blues and orange together. Chocolate brown and blue are really nice together in different shades. Blue has so many things that it pairs with so beautifully. So that's why I think people, if you're going towards color other than a neutral, are going towards blues. I also love greens. For a while, greens were very popular, and especially sage green. But the sages have kind of gone out, and if people are doing greens now, they're doing more citrus shades, and that is more like yellow greens. So I'm going to talk about that, because that's very tricky to get that color right. But for the most part, other than the gray and grayages, I'm seeing all beautiful watery shades of blues. And I'm going to talk a lot about that on today's show, because people are very curious about those soft blues. They're all different, and they all bring other things to the table. I'm going to start with a color that I absolutely love. Now, if you see it on the sheet, you might feel one way about it, but when it's painted, it's quite different. And that is Benjamin Moore's Smoke. Now, Smoke is the first color on the chip. And we are on a little bit of a delay here, so you don't see things when I see things. I'll move over a little bit. It's the darkest of the spectrum. It's Benjamin Moore's Smoke. This is a gorgeous color, and I have to tell you, I downright copied it. I was up in Maplewood at my shop, and one of the competitor shops had just painted, and she was a lovely lady, and she told me what the color was. It's Benjamin Moore's Smoke, and it's 2-1-2-2-40. The chip is paired with three other colors. One's so light I wouldn't even give it to you. There's Smoke, and then there's Iceberg, which is 2-1-2-2-50. And then Palest Pistachio, which is 2-1-2-2-60. And the lightest color doesn't even seem like a color to me. But those three are this beautiful, soft blue. There's some gray in it, there's some green in it, but it does something amazing on the walls, and I highly, highly recommend the color Smoke. And if you felt that was too dark, I would try the next one, which is Iceberg. And they are really updated colors that you're going to be very proud of. And people will ask you after they're painted, oh, what color is this? So they're ones that I recommend highly. I've seen them done. They also pair nicely with gray and with grayish. They're a really nice combination. All right, we've come to the half-hour mark. I'm going to see if I can get the weather up. We weren't able to get it up before in the first section. We're going to take a little bit of a news break, see what's going on in the world, and we'll be back with our second half. Our topic today is Benjamin Moore's best paint colors. We'll be back after this.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A male suspect is dead following an active shooter incident in San Jose this morning. The Santa Clara Sheriff's Office receiving multiple reports of shots fired around 6:34 a.m. this morning at the light rail yard of the Valley Transportation Authority. Russell Davis with the Santa Clara County Sheriff's Office saying,
"This is a tragic and ongoing investigation that we're dealing with right now. So we ask for the privacy for the family members until we can get everything sorted and figured out from here.
David Chipman, President Biden's nominee to head the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, is appearing before a Senate Judiciary Committee on Wednesday. He was asked if he would ban the AR-15.
With respect to the AR-15, I support a ban as has been presented in a Senate bill and supported by the President.
He was asked if he would ban the AR-15 rifle.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39744. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
The Transportation Security Administration is gearing up for a busy post-pandemic summer travel season at all airports across the nation. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, John Clemens has the details.
According to Patricia Mancha of the TSA, most airports across the country will be operating at 80% capacity.
At the height of the pandemic, we were seeing maybe 70,000, 80,000 people a day, and this is nationwide. Now we're back to 1.7, 1.8 million people traveling at airports across the country on a daily basis.
All travelers must be wearing a face mask.
Every traveler who is on airport property is required to wear a face mask that covers their nose and their mouth, and they're required to keep that face mask on while they're in the airplane and while they travel.
Longtime Virginia Senator and former Navy Secretary John Warner died of natural causes at the age of 94. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
A tit-for-tat move in the Senate may result in a filibuster later this week.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has moved to hold a vote this week on a bill that would create a commission to investigate the January riots at the Capitol. But Senate Republicans are pushing back against a commission and will reportedly filibuster that bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says the commission appears to be nothing more than a political exercise. He said Tuesday that while there are still more than 400 active investigations into the riots, forming a commission is a way for Democrats to continue to litigate the past.
So what would an additional report be about? I think at the heart of this recommendation by the Democrats is that they would like to continue to debate things that occurred in the past. They'd like to continue to litigate the former president into the future. We think the American people going forward and in the fall of 22 ought to focus on what this administration is doing to the country.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The Senate also honoring former Senator John Warner, who died at the age of 94. Majority Leader Chuck Schumer calling him a consummate pro and noted that Capitol flags have been lowered to half staff in Warner's honor. Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell said Warner was a trusted mentor and friend to senators on both sides of the aisle. The Virginia Republican dying of natural causes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. I own Maven Hill Design Build for the past 26 years in the Hunterdon County, Flemington area. And our topic today happens to be picking the best paint colors, which is just something that I do on a daily basis. When we were on break now just for the news, I did get a text from somebody asking if they can give a gray color for the outside of the house that I might recommend. Well, there are a couple that I use on a consistent basis, and one of them I discussed before we went to our news break, and that was if you're going for a middle to light gray, I do recommend often for the exterior of a home Benjamin Moore's HC170, and that is Stonington Gray, which is great as a light gray. I like to pair my grays this day with black. So Benjamin Moore's black, the PM9, the pre-mixed black, is always nice. White trim, gray house, white trim, black shutters, and then maybe a pop of color at the front door, or just black at the front door. It's a nice combination, the most in style. So I would say for a light gray for this viewer, I would say HC170 Stonington is a nice light gray. For a mid-gray, there are two grays that I like a lot. One of them is HC169, which is Coventry Gray, and that's a beautiful gray. It's a nice rich gray, and it's a mid-tone gray, not too light, not too dark. Another one that I use, which is slightly darker, is called Platinum Gray. That's actually a recommended color for outside anyway. Platinum Gray is PM7. It's a pre-mixed color. So if you're looking for something in the mid-tones, if you're looking to change the color of your house, either HC169, which is Coventry Gray, or PM7, which is Platinum Gray. Crisp white trim, black shutters, and then a pop at the front door. So many colors will work with that. Now, if you're looking to go modern, a lot of the combinations now for outside are very dark. They are dark charcoal gray, white trim, black, and then definitely a splash of color. So maybe if you have sort of a younger, more youthful look, maybe your house is more transitional, maybe it's a ranch that you're kind of making a little bit more modern, or maybe you have a contemporary home. For dark houses, or houses that we want to paint a dark gray, I often recommend charcoal slate. It is a beautiful, rich gray, kind of not bluish, but not a brown gray, not a grayish, but an actual dark charcoal color. It's PM8 charcoal slate. I'm going to put this up. I know it's very hard to see on cam here in studio, these colors, but this is sort of the way I've been going, I have to say, with paint colors. Either I paint a house white these days because people like the look of a modern farmhouse with the black windows and then black shutters and accents, and either a natural door or a black door. Or most houses I'm painting shades of gray from lightest here to darkest with black shutters. So you can see that combination up there. That's really the palette that I've been doing exclusively. It has a fresh look to it. It's very neutral. And we're doing that a lot. I'm not painting too many colors these days. I'm basically staying to gray. I did have a client last year paint their house, and she absolutely hated gray, and she wanted something else. Now, for her, and I thought it came out exquisite, if you're a non-gray fan and you want an outdoor color, I'm going to try to put these together so you can say, I went to another historic color. It's Benjamin Moore's Lennox Tan, which is not tan at all. It's very much a taupe. And that looked really nice. She had already had a brown roof, so the gray really wasn't going to work. And when you're working with outdoor colors, you have to take a look at your window trim, your shutters. They sort of let you know what your house should be range-wise. So in this case, I did not do gray. I specifically did brown because the client asked. I did HC44 Benjamin Moore's Lennox Tan, and then I paired it with black. We did a black front door, white trim, black shutters. See if I can get that up there for you. And let me tell you, folks, it is a beautiful, rich combination. It's an old historic colonial, and that rich taupe with the crisp white trim instead of the off-white trim, and then the accents of black are very elegant. And this color combination really, really works. So take a look at that. See if I get that up there. We are on delay. So if you're going to do a rich taupe, Lennox Tan, HC44, crisp super white trim, and then pops of black for shutters in the front door. You also could do navy with this, a nice rich hail navy with the white and that would work as well and also be very modern if you don't want to do gray. But I will tell you, most of the time I do gray. It just is the color of the day and it looks fresh. All right, so I want to get back to the colors other than gray that most people are using these days or asking me for in different variations of them. We're already at a quarter of the hour pretty much, so I don't know that I'll get to everything today, but we will do these in future shows. I am most requested when I am out at people's houses or people that watch my program or the television program to tell them what the latest trend colors are. Here's another palette I like. That's sort of a watery blue. These are great colors for powder rooms or master bedrooms because they're soft and they're spa-like. And the next one that I wanted to talk to you about is Benjamin Moore's Gossamer Blue. And that is 212340. Benjamin Moore's Gossamer Blue, 212340. It's a beautiful watery blue. If you wanted to go a little bit lighter, which is more like a robin's egg, only a little bit less green, you could do the second one down, which is Ocean Air, and that is 212350. The two colors after that in the Benjamin Moore chip are so light that I don't recommend them. I want to at least have contrast between the trim and the wall. So I'm going to put these two colors up, the Gossamer Blue and the Ocean Air, and have you take a look at them. They are absolutely beautiful colors. You'd want a shirt or, if you're a lady, a dress in this color. It's something that's very flattering. They pair with grays beautiful, but they pair beautifully with chocolate brown. They pair beautifully with so many other colors. You know, there's a new gold out. If you did gold with this color blue, it's a beautiful combination together. Let's see how it comes up on screen here. I'm having a little trouble with my monitor in studio, and I can't give you a full screen today for some reason. But take a look at that Gossamer Blue. It's absolutely beautiful. A friend of mine told me he just painted. He's down the shore at the ocean, and he did Gossamer Blue. I think it was in a bedroom, and he said he absolutely loved it. Look at that combination. Really pretty. Or the Ocean Air, which is a little bit lighter. I could see that maybe in a child's room with white trim. Beautiful, beautiful colors. And trend colors. I'm starting to see color come back. People ask me about forecasting, and I'm starting to see color come back. We're still on, we used to be on the warm end of the spectrum. We're very much still on the cool end of the spectrum with a focus, if we're not doing gray, in blues and greens. I feel color will continue to come back. I'm going to see more and more of it. But I would say for the next 2 years or so, most of it is going to be mostly about blues and greens. I actually see that with the cabinet lines. You know, I'm still doing shaker cabinets. If you follow me on social media, I ordered cabinets last night. I did a gorgeous white shaker cabinet with a nice quartz with some graining in it and a gray island. So gray is not going away, but these blues pair so nicely with them. You're going to see more of them, blues and greens. So the next one I'm going to have you is a color I don't use all the time, but I really like these blues. And I'm starting to get a little bit away from navy and going more towards a mid-tone blue, which is also very nice. I've used it for shutters. I did a project on a historic stone house in New Hope, Pennsylvania that I use this color on. Beautiful, beautiful blues, but in the mid-tone can be very nice. And also trending right now, pairing well with all shades of gray. So the color I'm talking about is Benjamin Moore's Province Blue. It's a mid-tone blue. It's very fresh-looking. It could be both masculine or feminine. And really a lovely color, a saturated color, but a lovely color. And that is 2135-40. 2135-40. Benjamin Moore's Province Blue. And I would say that was a trend color. That would be great for maybe a headboard wall as an accent. You could paint a whole room in this. It's lovely. Or perhaps on a fireplace wall. You have a gray stacked stone fireplace. It would be beautiful in the backdrop. The colors next to it, I'm going to go three down on this in terms of lightness. A lighter version of that is Benjamin Moore's Soft Chinchilla. And that is 213550. Beautiful light color, great for a bath, great for a child's room, great for a master. Very pretty and soothing, spa-like. And finally, the lightest version, I'm not going to go with the very lightest version, but the next lighter version of it is Summer Shower. and that is 213560. So I'm going to actually sort of X off the third one for our monitor, and then I'm going to go and put that up on screen. Again, bear with me, because sometimes we're on delay. My words may not always correspond in the second with what you're seeing on screen. So that's the Benjamin Ward ship of those colors. But look at the one to the far on the screen, I guess to the far right on the screen, on the end, the darkest of the tones. That's the Provence blue. Isn't this a nice blue? Couldn't you see if you have like a country French house doing your shutters in that, or your front door in that beautiful blue? But, you know, it's just as easy in a masculine-looking, maybe you have a home office. It's such a nice and such a rich color, that the darkest of the three. But that's how colors are going. That's a color that you put up, and that would be very fresh-looking and very in style. We're going to take a little bit of a commercial break so I can catch my breath. We're going to go more into the beautiful watery blues, and then we're going to talk about some greens, some good colors for a child's room, some combinations I came up with before the end of our program. We'll be back after these commercial messages.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression.
Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. I'm your host, Richard Christopher Scuderi. We've been doing Modern Design here every Wednesday for about 7 years now. I don't know where the time went. Talking all things design, today's topic happens to be Benjamin Moore's best. We're talking about the best colors, the best formulations. If you're just tuning into our program at this part, we are live in studio. If you want to call with any questions, the phone lines are open, 908-237-0410. We have about 8 minutes left. I have such an itchy nose today. The request firing in studio that we still wear our masks during the broadcast. So I've been wearing my mask since 7 this morning, and after a while it gets to me. I have to wonder, we have to take a poll, actually, of who's still wearing a mask wherever they go. I'd have to say for myself, I'm in so many places and so many private homes during the day that I'm wearing a mask wherever I go, and sometimes it gets to you. Our topic today is best paint colors, and it's very appropriate that we come up to the next shade, because they are sort of blue-greens, or sort of teals, but the new teal, not so green this time, more of a blue teal. And there are three colors here that I actually go crazy for bathrooms, for bedrooms, actually any room in the house. The first one happens to be Benjamin Moore's Color of the Year this year, and that is called Aegean Teal. And Aegean Teal is 213640 Aegean Teal. It's a rich teal, but it doesn't have a lot of green in it. There is green, but not a lot of green in it. It's a really pretty color. It's almost like Caribbean water. The second one, even more so, that's called Colorado Gray, which, of course, is not gray at all. That's one thing you have to keep in mind. I have to tell people all the time. Benjamin Moore often calls colors other than they are, and people get confused. So this color isn't gray at all, Colorado Clay. It's actually clearly a really pretty blue. And if you're looking for gray, you're not going to find it in this. But really, really nice. Go by the shade, not by the name. And Colorado Gray is 213650. It's such a pretty color. I paired this last year for a room I did with, believe it or not, shades of coral. We did coral and Colorado Gray, and they were gorgeous together. Finally, there's a light one called Harbor Haze, and I like this color if you're going to do chocolate brown. Chocolate brown and pale sky blue to me are really gorgeous together. Also good with charcoal gray in this, but I really like the chocolate brown with the lightest shade, and that's Harbor Haze. And Harbor Haze, Benjamin Moore color, is 213660. 213660. I'll put them up on the monitor. We're on the delay. We'll see that they are up. The good thing about our program is that it will repeat itself now on Facebook. I will transfer it after the broadcast here from the site onto my Richard Christopher Scuderi Facebook site, and it will replay a number of times. So if you miss anything today, because we're going relatively fast in the hour because we have a lot to cover, you can find the information. You also can text me if you have questions about any of the colors that I put up here. You can text me at the same number, 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770, and I will answer any color questions for you or get back to you if you missed something, because, again, we're going pretty quick. So that is Aegean Teal, which is Benjamin Moore's Color of the Year. I definitely could see that it's a strong color in a large room or as an accent. Again, a master bedroom headboard wall with a white upholstered headboard or a gray upholstered headboard, that would be killer. On a fireplace wall, or in a large room, a room where you have some saturated color. Maybe you have a formal dining room in your new house. You don't have to do it traditional. You can do it very transitional or contemporary and go with all maybe silver fixtures and this Aegean Teal. The Colorado Clay is a gorgeous color. It goes with a lot of different things. It's a mid-tone. And then finally, the Harbor Haze, which is almost like a very rich version of a robin's egg blue. So those are beautiful, beautiful watery blues. I think I'm going to have to skip the rest, and we're going to have to do another broadcast where we can do what is blue. I think we did one whole show on everything that I was using that was blue because it was becoming so popular. I want to switch to my navies. People are always asking me for a go-to navy. There are two that I absolutely love, whether it be shutters outside or a dining room or a place where you need a really rich color. I like Benjamin Moore's Van Dusen Blue. That's VanDeusen Blue. And that is HC Historic Color 156. HC 156. That's a very rich navy. I don't usually paint a whole room navy because it's very heavy. But if you're working with a lot of white molding and maybe some beadboard or board batten, and you need a beautiful rich pop, navy blue, Van Dusen is a great dining room color if you have a formal dining room. The other one's slightly darker, but another rich dark blue or navy is Newbury Port Blue, and that's HC Historic Color 155. I've used Newburyport Blue outside on shutters in a beautiful home that I worked on. I've also used it inside many times. Just keep in mind these days, if you're working with a dark saturated color, make sure it's a room that has a lot of light and a lot of balance with other things. You don't really want to take light out of a room. So with a navy like that, I make sure I have a lot of trim and molding that are white, and that there's a lot of natural light in the room. But there's, you know, you're never going to get the effect of that you'll get from a light color, from a dark color. There is a place for everything. It's a sense of balance in design. I think that we are currently at the end of our segment. It went so fast today. I still have tons of colors to go over with you. If anybody wants more information on color or our color consultation, in fact, every day I do color consultations for $2.99 plus tax in the tri-state area. I will come to spend 1 to 2 hours with you. I have the big samples. We can put them up on the wall, and I can really guide you, even if you're doing your own painting. I can give you a head start on not what's only in style, but what looks best for your home. Keep in mind, like we said in the beginning of the broadcast, if you're going to paint your ceilings, you do ceiling formulated super white paint. If you're doing your trim, you do super white semi-gloss. And if you're doing the wall paint with some of the colors that I talked about on today's broadcast, you want to do them in matte finish, M-A-T-T-E, which has a flat appearance, but it's very washable and hides scuff. The only thing I didn't get a chance to talk about in this hour is if you're painting your bathrooms. I don't particularly like eggshell, but Benjamin Moore has a product just for bathrooms. It's called Aura, Spa Aura. So if you're painting a bathroom, not a powder room, but where you have a shower or a tub, use Spa Aura, the formula. Well, thank you. We have a lot of wonderful shows coming up. A lot of interviews coming up in the next couple of weeks is good. Getting some people back in studio. They're less afraid of being inside. And we'll go from there. Thank you very much and have a great day. Bye-bye.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden's administration shut down a State Department inquiry into whether the coronavirus could have spread out of a lab where the Chinese government was studying coronavirus. The Biden administration reportedly cutting off the inquiry this spring after questioning the legitimacy of the research and ultimately concluding it was a poor use of resources. NIH Director Francis Collins was asked on Capitol Hill by Republican Senator from Louisiana John Kennedy if he knew the Biden administration blocked the probe.
The State Department spiked the prior administration's study. Did they consult with you, Dr. Collins?
I read about it in the press this morning.
They just spiked it without talking to their experts? You don't want to answer that one, do you?
I just read about it.
At least 9 people are dead in a mass shooting at a light rail facility in San Jose, California. The suspected shooter among the dead. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the 4th largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell is criticizing the economic policies of President Biden and congressional Democrats.
Democrats had already dreamt up a massive, record-shattering Washington spending spree. Liberals saw the crisis as a tremendous opportunity to restructure things to fit our vision.
The Kentucky Republican speaking on the Senate floor saying Democrats are running up the nation's credit card bill. Amazon is involved in another mega media deal.
E-commerce giant Amazon announced Wednesday it has purchased MGM Studios for $8.45 billion. Once one of Hollywood's top dogs, MGM Studios has fallen on hard times since the beginning of the century. MGM is currently owned privately and counts a number of hedge funds as its owners. It's Amazon's biggest acquisition since it bought Whole Foods for $13.7 billion in 2017. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The defense is resting in the case against Christian Rivera, the illegal immigrant who is charged with first-degree murder in the death of former University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts. Tibbetts was brutally stabbed to death back in 2018 and found in a cornfield. Rivera claims on the night Tibbetts went missing, two masked armed men got into his house and instructed him to drive his car to Tibbetts' town, where they circled her for a jog. Rivera then saying the two masked men killed Tibbetts and instructed him to drive into the cornfield and dump Tibbetts' body there. Mark Eglash is a former prosecutor. He says the story Rivera's telling just doesn't add up.
What the defense is doing is what we occasionally see on a football field. We call it a Hail Mary, yeah. Right? When your back's against the wall, when you're desperate, when you know defeat is inevitable, you got to do something. So he took what he could not dispute, scientific evidence proving her blood was in his vehicle, his confession, video evidence showing him at the scene, and he weaved a story that loosely is based upon the facts.
The jury said to begin to liberating the case on Thursday. Oklahoma AG Mike Hunter is resigning just days after filing for a divorce from his wife following reports of an affair. In a statement from his office, Hunter saying his resignation will begin effective June 1st. The statement saying the move comes as certain personal matters could become a distraction for the office. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.